Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, how you going? Welcome along to the podcast of Jade, Straney, Damien and Michelle Laurie at 50% of the team's here. Jade, of course, still looking after baby Henry. Michelle couldn't be bothered.
Can you impersonate John Mayer?
No.
Go on, give it a go.
No.
Your body is a wonderland.
I didn't ask you if you could do it either.
That's what
I didn't ask you though. Well, you asked me if I could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well,
that's how bored you are when you come to this part of the day.
It's one of these sort of questions that I really just wanted to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So why didn't you just say, "Hey, Straney, can I give you my John Mayer?"
You would have said no. You would have said no.
I would have said no because I just heard the impersonation.
Your body is a wonderland.
Chris, get in here for a tick. Chris, come on in. So Chris is obviously our mornings announcer here at Wave FM. And
hello, Chris.
You know those loaded questions that knobheads ask you, like Damien. So he just says, "Oh, can you do an impersonation of John Mayer?" And I said, "No." But only moments before he was singing the John Mayer song "Your Body Is a Wonderland," like John Mayer. And he said, "Oh, good. Let me do the impression."
Okay.
Can you do?
But why would you? Why would you ask such a mundane question?
It's just sometimes you feel like you want to do an impersonation.
Can you do an impersonation? What's your best impersonation that you do?
I don't have any good impersonations. I'm terrible with accents.
Yeah.
I would try and mimic Damo's, but that would not end well.
Yeah.
I'd start Irish, I'd end up somewhere in India, and then I'd be back in Australia three words later.
It happens like that. The Irish accent turns into an Indian accent very quickly if you get it wrong.
All right, let's
do
hear
it. Do it.
I don't know. Give me something Irish to say.
It's a beautiful day out there. Hope you're all happy.
Go on, do it.
That's not Irish. Everyone says it's a beautiful day out there. No, sounds much better Australian. It's a beautiful day out there today. 26 degrees, nearly horrible.
Okay,
bloody hell.
Do that in an Irish accent.
Yeah, go on.
Arr. Sounds like a pirate.
Well, I
didn't even get a word out.
Arr. He went the pirate route.
Yeah.
I can't believe he went pirate.
Pirate, Indian, Irish, all the same thing.
He's a good phoner, actually. Who's the best impersonation that you do? Because people do good impersonations.
That is right.
We should do this phoner.
Your body is a wonderland.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a disgrace.
Actually, no, he's lower, isn't he? He's like,
here's what happened. Your body is a wonderland. Turn him off. Sorry about that. Here it is. This is a big one. Kmart are now recalling a certain product. It's their metal chair.
Oh.
And they're saying Kmart Australia recalling the metal chair, red, black and white. If you purchased them from the store, check this out. Between July 2014, March 2016.
Wow, that's a long period of time. That's going back quite a while.
Mate, it's going back like 10 years nearly.
I did buy it. I'm looking at it now and I do. I don't know if I've even still got them, but I did buy heaps of them.
Yeah. Get a new one.
And the fears are entrapment and laceration hazard.
Oh, gee.
They buckle and bend underneath you. If you're a sizable lad, the thing may buckle underneath you. So blokes like me, getting up to 110 kegs, you sit on the chair and Bob's your uncle, you're entrapped by this chair. So that's the recall. That's the good bit. The other fun bit is, Michelle, Damien, what did you last purchase from Kmart?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've tried to purchase many things. Now, actually, I've got a Michelle tutorial about this. Mm. I've got a bone to pick.
All right, stop the segment.
Yep, go.
No. Because I've got such an online shopper.
Yeah.
Every time I get on there, like I'm on there right now, right? I'm on the Kmart website, and I go, "Ooh, yes, please. I would like that dress, that t-shirt, that long t-shirt dress, whatever it is, in the new things."
Wait, and sold out?
Always
sold out.
Always.
Don't get your hopes up. Put sold out right from the start.
Exactly right. You have to click through to get to your basket, and it's like it's in women's latest arrivals. So how is that possible? The elbow length sleeve ribbed midi dress black is sold out of stock already. Kmart, it's in new arrivals.
As is the
4 liter cast iron casserole dish in olive. What are you talking about, Kmart?
Mm-hmm.
Put the sign on it from the start.
Thank you, Damien.
Us around.
Damien, what was the last thing you bought from Kmart?
Well, look, I had a moment of weakness. I went in there one day and I was feeling a little bit strained on my back and I saw a handheld massager for $55. And I was like, I need that. I need that right now. And I got that handheld massager.
Is it a vibrating one?
It vibrates.
Is it a warmer? Nice.
It's got a warming.
It's got a warming element.
It's got a warming element. And what you do is you just you put it
in.
We
know
how
a massager
works. We know what we do.
You know, you can put it on any part of your body.
Oh, we know.
The batteries don't last very long.
No?
You can be mid-massage and gone.
Hang on. No, mate. I asked the last purchase you got from Kmart, not from the adult warehouse. All right, there's another one. What about this topic?
Naughty.
Etihad Airlines have just 2 tickets remaining for their April 20 flight from Dublin to Sydney.
Now, what ticket are we talking? Economy?
The catch is, each ticket is $15,000 for an economy class ticket.
Oh, my God. Is that what we're dealing with now?
$15,000 to get you from Dublin to Sydney. But when they get here, aren't they the most ridiculous COVID thing ever? Anyway.
2 weeks of quarantine that they had to pay for themselves.
Exactly. That, I tell you, that's a $25,000 flight from Dublin to Sydney now. All that
That says that it's pretty full, right? So that says there's, I don't know,
It's a 300 to 400 seat plane with all the COVID restrictions, down to around about 20 tickets. There's only 20 people on the flight, roughly.
And this is an economy fare.
It's in economy. If that's economy, how much is first class? Damo, Michelle, what's the most extravagant thing you've ever purchased?
Ooh, that's a tough question, isn't it?
Good one. Extravagant.
I remember one time I was going through the markets in Sydney and I came across this chocolatier. All right.
Oh, God.
Come on, guys. Just go with me on this. Go with me on this. There's all levels of what extravagance is, okay? I was offered 2 chocolates for $30, $15 a chocolate.
Hang on, how big? We're talking like the size of a plum or something?
A little ball. No, smaller than a plum.
A ball?
Oh, you are a chocolate guy, though.
These were taken direct from Belgium. A Belgian person brought them from the airport, them in that market, and stood there and spoke Flemish throughout the whole process of me eating.
What a wank.
And did you eat them? You bought them.
Of course I ate them.
2 chocolates for $30. You're a fool.
Do you know what? I'm such a bogan. I have realised over the journey that I actually don't like flash chocolate. Mm. Like, people have been known to bring me nice chocolate or give it to me for Mother's Day or whatever. And I'm like, oh, thank you, nom noms. And then I just want Cadbury glass and a half. Mm. Like, that's what I've grown up on. Mm. And I believe Australian chocolate even has this extra chemical that stops it melting or something. I don't know what it is. But
it's called sugar.
No, I think we got something else. I just want Cadbury glass and a half from the shop. You know, I just that's what I like best. I get your Belgian bloke from the airport. I don't want it. You can have it.
In my defense, I mean, I wouldn't do it again. It was we're talking extravagance. I was just over the top. I even turned around to all the people around me and said, I'm wild here. I'm wild, okay?
Did you poo gold for the next 2 days?
I did, yes.
Gold.
Yeah.
So it would have been covered in gold.
Little nuggets.
Actually, speaking of that, you've reminded me of my biggest extravagance.
Ooh.
Mine was a birthday cake that I got for my kids. Now, this is equally silly, actually. Yep. I think it was their maybe 3rd birthday, and I got a cake made for them, and it was like a big 3D cookie monster. So it sat up on the bench, and it looked like the Cookie Monster, and it was a couple of $100.
Ooh.
Yeah, this lady made, she's an amazing cake maker, and so it was blue. You know, it was beautiful, and he was sitting up there, and he was holding a cookie into his mouth and got beautiful photos of them up next to him on the bench and all that. And what reminded me was they pooed blue for a week.
Oh, yes.
That is right.
That's what reminded me of the cake.
That's what happened.
That is the best. That is today's... Michelle and Damon's got the
train. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Have you ever punished your kids, Damien, and then realised it's more of a punishment for you?
Oh, yeah. I know. Sometimes I get them to, you know, go out and clean the car, you know, if they've been misbehaving. And then really and truly, I have to go and do it all myself afterwards. And it's a disaster. And there's hose pipes being dragged down onto the street. And, there's just stuff left everywhere. It's a disaster.
No. Or you ground them or whatever. And then you realize, oh, God.
We're all sharing the same space for too long.
And they're grumpy about, you know, and they're furious and they're whingy and whiny and all that. Well, the other day they were just so naughty all day. They were squabbling, and that's the one thing I cannot stand. I cannot stand hearing them squabble.
Yeah.
I think it's a mum thing. I don't know, because Jerry Seinfeld tells this great story in one of his, is it called Riding with Comedians in Cars to Get Coffee? Yeah. I love that show so much. And so much of it is really quite dark, actually. It's his philosophy on life. As the series rolls on, it's dark and it's hilarious. And one of the episodes, I think it's with Chris Rock, he talks about how your wife is always telling you to do something, Jerry, do something about the kids fighting. And he says, no. Just let them fight. Why? Why
step in? Settle it the old-fashioned way. Fight
it out. And he actually says this, and it's so dark and so hilarious, and I think about it all the time. He says to his, the kids are fighting in the lounge room, and she goes, Jerry, do something, you know, make them stop. And he goes, no. I just look at them and I think to myself, 60 years from now, everyone here is dead.
Oh, gee, that is
Who cares?
Dark.
Who cares? It's so dark. It's like... He's like, who cares what their stupid little arguments about in the lounge room? It's not important. Who cares? It's hilarious. It's dark. It's crazy.
That's all well and good, but when they are fighting and all the rest, it's annoying.
It's that noise that's like,
you stop them for your benefit. You don't stop them for their benefit.
About something so inane and so stupid, and I'm always saying to them, you are literally among the luckiest animals on this planet. And for you to be arguing about a particular chair in the lounge room is so irritating to me. I just want to bang your heads together. I literally want to bang them together. Like,
so
I want to hurt you. Point one, I actually want to hurt you. And that's not a good feeling for me.
No.
And, you know, like, my nerves, the other day I was stuttering. I said, listen to me, I'm stuttering. My nerves are so frazzled. I said, okay, here's the punishment, because they were really looking forward to dinner because we were ordering in.
No dinner. You said no dinner.
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. But I said, we are not ordering in. That is off the table, literally. Oh, off the table.
No takeaway food.
No! I said, no. Okay. And they said, okay, do we have to walk down the street and for dinner? No. That's not the punishment, that we actually have to walk for our dinner. No, guys. No, we're not having a nice dinner. You have to forage. That's what I call it when they have to actually go and
they've get
their
own
dinner.
They've got to go to the cupboards. They've got to take out tins of beans and make do.
Or the fridge or whatever. Yeah, I go, you're foraging. You're foraging now for dinner. And they were like, oh, my God. Louis started crying. Dali was begging. Please,
things.
No.
Poor,
yeah, they're begging. I said, actually, this is a thing, right? Actually, this is good. For the month, we're observing Ramadan in a way.
Wow.
We're not Muslim, but... Because it was that day we were talking about Ramadan. Remember, we said, oh, God, it's Ramadan. I said, we're not going to start, you know, not eat all day, obviously. But I said, right, for the month of Ramadan, we are having no takeaway food. None. Zero. No Maccas. No ordering in food. Because I'm a big ordering in person. Because my big fall down as a mum is that I completely forget I have to feed them every night until about 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
And you haven't shopped. You don't like cooking, do you? You're not a...
I do like cooking, but I hate cooking for them. So that's a problem. Louis is a picky eater. It's annoying. He won't eat anything. They won't eat the same things. It's annoying. So I do order in a lot. That's it. For Ramadan, we're not doing it. Good punishment.
It is good. It is. You taught them a lesson. You have taught them the value of...
Hang on, this could backfire, right?
Unfortunately, it's very bad for me.
Why?
Because I have to shop and feed them now.
Bloody disgrace.
I have to shop. I have to cook for them. I have to think about feeding them every single day for a month.
You need to just go back to them and say, hey, guys, you know what? I was thinking about the other day, and why don't we just have a clean slate? Let's clean slate this.
Can't go back on it. And the purpose of Ramadan, remember, one of the purposes, and I've researched to make sure, is like to, you know, really meditate on suffering. And I am.
You're suffering.
You are
now.
Suffering. You've got a month of cooking ahead of you.
Yeah, and I'm not making light of it because I think Ramadan is a beautiful festival. Mm. And as I said to them, I said, look, a lot of religions have these kinds of things. I grew up Catholic. We had Lent. We had to give up something
that
you
Tuesday.
Loved. Yep. I'm Buddhist. We have Sakadawa.
Yep.
Sakadawa is a month every year where you similarly give up something.
Yep.
So we're doing Ramadan, kids, in
Michelle,
a way.
Michelle, can you do me a favour? We'll do this off air, but I really do need to get your address. I need to save these kids from your cooking.
No.
Jesus
Christ. Send them some food.
They're too naughty. They're spoiled. They're indulged.
Uncle
and we are
Straney
all suffering together.
Uncle Damien are looking after your kids.
We're going to send them some of Portos.
Yes, exactly.
Portos is heading your way.
They're foraging.
No, they are not. They're going to be foraging through a menu log bag. That's what they're foraging.
No, that's their problem. That's their entire problem. No, they can have noodles.
No, they cannot.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Worldwide. Weird.
Now, every day, if you have only just joined Wave FM and you're new to Wave, Damien Leith has this weird obsession with weird stories that come from other parts of the world.
I like them. I do like them a lot.
We love them.
All right, here's one for you.
Sure.
Take this, all right? It's a quickie. There has been a spate of a lot of robberies in Louisiana. Yes.
Oh, no.
But someone has been arrested.
Really?
They have discovered it was a goat. A goat was breaking into houses, taking things. Breaking into houses, taking stuff and leaving. The goat has actually been arrested. Police arrested the goat.
How do you arrest a goat?
I think you need two sets of handcuffs.
Yeah, you will. For sure.
I don't want to say it's mugshot. Right at the point where they go, all right, just hold the thing there at 2.5 feet high. And then just as they take the shot, got those huge teeth coming out.
He's been arrested anyway.
Yeah.
He was taken to jail.
Yeah, he was taken to jail.
This is for real.
It's not for real.
This is a real story. And then the owners discovered this, and the owners have got him released so that he can spend the rest of his incarceration time at home.
No.
Oh, good on him. He's on house arrest.
He's on in-house arrest. There you go. That is a true story, guys. I'm not lying. It is true.
That is one of your weird ones. And you know what? What's the goat's name?
Oh, I don't know. Oscar? I think it's Oscar.
Oscar the goat. He's going to make a great curry for his owners
in the next few weeks. His name's not Oscar.
No?
No, actually, Oscar Mayer are another thing that are offering shoes whose laces smell like bacon.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever
heard. That
is
the worst thing. I mean, you're not going to be able to walk two steps without dogs around your feet.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. And not only does it smell like bacon, this is a Nike shoes.
Yeah, Nike.
Nike shoes. It's they smell like bacon and they look like bacon. They've got little strips. It's like a strip of like skinny bacon. Yeah, it's for a limited time.
Would you buy Nike shoes that smelt and looked like bacon, Illawarra? 427519 65. Just let us know. Would you buy those shoes?
I think you'd be surprised.
People
might.
These are very odd individual that would buy shoes like that.
And there was two very weird stories for you.
Two very weird stories.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Top Gun?
Yeah.
Didn't we all want to be Maverick?
Yes.
I still want to be Maverick. I even heard Jagger, my son, turn around the other day and try and name the new bunny in our house Maverick.
Oh, really?
Didn't get across the line, unfortunately.
Nah.
Kiki hasn't seen the movie, so.
Yeah, but Top Gun 2 was a bit of a fail, wasn't it?
It hasn't even come out yet.
Oh, okay. It hasn't come out.
Is it not? I'm not interested. I'm not interested in any of it. It's just got to be Top Gun, the original. I snuck out of home to go to the drive-in with boys to see that. In fact, I didn't sneak out of home. We were meant to go to a dance, like an under-18s dance, but my mum dropped us off, and as soon as she left, boys came in a car and picked us up, and we went to a drive-in with them.
Driving in cars with boys. Ooh,
yes.
This is all dodgy.
Can I ask, was it the drive-ins where you used to hook the speaker up to the window?
Yeah,
or did you,
of course.
Still back then?
When did Top Gun come out? Like 80
something?
Yeah,
in the 80s. 88, I suppose.
8 or 89.
Yeah.
Did loads of you all hide in the boot and just one person drive in? And then
some.
It's when they
some
know.
Did.
Get a up.
Some did, yeah.
Because that's what they did at the drive-in, isn't it? They would hide so you'd only have to pay for one person.
Mm.
And then everybody suddenly bails out.
Mm.
Yeah,
we had a mate who had a combi.
Such a spunk,
no hiding.
By the way.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, his name was Rodney.
Rodney. Oh, Rodney. Yeah. So he was a spunk. Is that what you said?
Oh, God. Yeah, hot as hell.
Jeez, we have really reminisced this morning. We're reminiscing about Rodney the Spunk. We're reminiscing about the TV shows and now Top Gun.
Can we hunt Rodney the Spunk down? We'd like to talk to him on the show. No.
No, I honestly would not. I should Facebook him, hey?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what people do now.
What the hell am I doing?
Exactly.
Stop calling you losers. What am I doing?
Stop. Get on to Facey. Check out Rodney the Spunk, and we'll see how you go.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The difference between the sexes.
Oh, yeah.
There's always this, you know, you can't, everybody's got to be a person or a people or a, you know what I mean? But this morning, in the wee hours of the morning,
all right,
I discovered in the Straney household the difference between a male brain and a female brain.
All right, okay.
And it works
very
simply.
Be careful with whatever you say here.
No. It's just very simply how a man and a woman think very differently.
Well, they do, that's it. Okay.
Very differently.
Yeah, very, okay.
So we get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Alarm goes off, quick shower, tub up, get ready for work, just about ready to go downstairs. I hear, Mom.
Oh, no, a little kid.
It's Emery.
Oh, all right.
Little Emery, who's just 5 years old. Mom. That anguish in her voice.
You woke her up.
God damn it.
Did you wake her up? Or did she just wake up?
Must have she woke up, so I said, darling's dad. Oh, come here, I'm having bad dreams. What do? You go to your child.
You're considering, should I ring Damien and say I'm not coming in today?
That's exactly what I was thinking. So I go, Emmy, what's up, darling? I'm having bad dreams. Can't you just roll over and go, Dad thought, can't you just roll over
and just
go back to sleep?
Go back to sleep. Get on your side. Go to sleep.
I've tried. The bad dreams are still there. Will you not have bad dreams if you sleep in Mum and Dad's bed? Yes.
It's amazing.
Within seconds.
There's magic that happens in the parents' bed.
No bad dreams ever.
There's magic in that bed.
That's right. All right, let's go. And all I'm thinking is, come on, I've got to go to work. Come on, get out of here. Come on. Take her into bed, tuck her in. First thing, my wife Tanya says, don't wet the bed.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Priorities. Priorities. It's all about, okay.
The man is thinking, oh, God, kid, just go to sleep. I've got to get out of here. Wife is thinking, this is three loads of freaking washing right here.
That's exactly.
Don't piss the bed,
don't
kid.
Pee the bed. And she would have been half asleep there then.
Oh,
as well.
Absolutely. Don't wet the bed. Don't wet the bed.
It is. Oh, I tell you. See? That is it.
Yes,
the brain's very different.
Very different.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.